Yes, you do. The big bad wolves themselves. I just ask a couple of questions to you guys. You said you wanted to make Dirty Harry in a Korean thriller with a touch of the Brothers Grimm. That was the whole idea of you making this movie, so explain a bit more.
I will elaborate on the Brothers Grimm stuff. We wanted to make a revenge film against our parents. Because when we were kids, all they filled our heads with are fairy tales about, you know, wolves and witches, which are practically all pedophiles. And then they expect us to grow up to be normal. So we decided to make a revenge film against all our parents who fill our heads with paranoid dreams. And now I can clearly say that no parents can sleep after seeing our movies. And I think they'll think twice when they tell their children fairy tales again. So that's the Brother Grimm part.
And you two working together, you've said you will never do a film without Fabert. Is that actually true? If somebody came along with a big checkbook, you'd leave him. Be honest.
I won't leave him. I wasn't supposed to be a film director and screenwriter. I was a film lecturer and a film critic. And I was all the time in my house with myself, with my thoughts. And then he was my student, and he told me, why won't you just make films with me? And I'm like Marty McFly at Back to the Future. I hate when people call me chicken, so I went along for a ride, and it's been great since then.
Now, tell me how you chose your actors, and we know they're pretty famous, so...
Yeah, they're in the face of the biggest actors in Israel, I might add. And when we write the script especially for actors, and we have them in our head. Hopefully, when they read the script, they will like it. And we were lucky enough to have them read it and love it. And they came all the way with us, and they're really excited to be here as well. And for us, it's like our European premiere. It's this huge deal. And I remember coming here 2 years ago, and the first time we entered the theater, the whole gang, as we like to call you, kind of approached us. You gave rabies to Edinburgh, that's why you're getting this small theater.
Punished us.
We said, okay, we are sorry. And said, next time, make a film with the big theater. And I have to admit, that was in the back of our head, especially during post-production when we did all the orchestra. Actually, the orchestra, all the soundtrack you're going to hear was recorded here in Air Studios with the London Metropolitan. So basically, it's the kind of an Israel-British co-production. So we are really proud of that. And you have a big part in making big bubbles in a way.
Let me ask you, you know, the actors. I mean, how have these guys changed the Israeli film industry? Do you see them as sort of causing a major change in the industry for you?
There is a change, and it's also connected to the general success. More young people come and they do horror films and other things that young love. And these two, they did the horror film, I think the first one to do it, and there are many after them.
Now, pass it on. I mean, you are going to absolutely adore this guy. I mean, so, you know.
I have the same question. It was great because people in Israel woke up. We discovered them, that there is also violence in the world. There's also darkness. Not everything is you see on the street. But anyway, I want to say that it's so amazing. Actually, it's exciting to see such a lovely atmosphere under the roof of darkness and horror. And it's really great. Thank you very, very much.
I've got to ask you what you're going to do next, you two. I mean, because we're all looking forward to what you're up to. Once Upon a Time in Palestine has been mentioned. Do you think you're going to...
Yeah, we have a spaghetti western up our sleeves. It's called Once Upon a Time in Palestine.
And there is a British spot to it because it's supposed to be set during the British occupation of Israel. And we were the terrorists, so...
Yeah, so that's for us in Israel. We'll be taking part at the next ABCs of that.
All right. And what do you actually... What's the letter you're choosing?
There's a big manifesto what you can say and do another.
Well, listen, guys, I mean, all these gentlemen changed the face of horror. Who knew Hebrew horror would become such a big thing? But this is the Israeli film industry. Must really thank you so much. And we are delighted to have this here. We love you too. Come back with Once Upon a Time in Palestine. Please bring your fantastic cast and composer. Thank you so much. The Big Bad Wolves.